Hollywood loves a good story about Hollywood. So critic Bob Mondello says it should love Mank, the story of the man who wrote Citizen Kane.
We meet Herman Mankiewicz in 1940 as he and his broken leg are being settled into a secluded California cabin. Producer John Houseman is with him, aiming to keep him away from booze, as he writes. Orson Welles is on the phone.
Houseman tells me we have you just where we want you.
Lucky me.
How's the leg?
Thigh bones connected to the
hip bone.
Excellent.
I understand we've 90 days.
Let's aim for 60.
He's just got a month.
Toiling with you in spirit, Mank, and I don't hear any typing.
And then he turns 24.
Gary Oldman's Mank will let his assistant Rita do the typing as he dictates a story of wealth and power undone, centered on a man
in a robe smoking a pipe
who more than mildly resembles newspaper tycoon William Randolph Hearst.
Narrator. An emperor of newsprint.
And while he's doing that, the film starts jumping around in time, just like the script he's crafting, back to when a much-in-demand Mank was forever popping onto movie sets, including one for a Western where Hearst was directing his mistress, Marion Davies, she awaiting the cavalry, tied to a stake.
Well, what's at stake here?
We met at John Gilbert's birthday. You're Herman Mankiewicz.
Guilty. And I remember you, Miss Davies. Regaling us with stories about dodging trolley cars in Brooklyn. Your Flatbush was showing.
A few more quips, and he's invited to dinner at San Simeon as a sort of Hearst household court jester, with no one the wiser that they're becoming screenplay fodder. Director David Fincher films all of this in silvery black and white with plenty of Hollywood lore.
You're not to let the brothers Marks wait in my office ever. They've been grilling hot dogs again.
And frequent shout-outs to the movie he's celebrating, a whiskey bottle dropping from Mank's hand, say, in a shot much like the one where a snow globe slipped from Kane's.
Mr. Mankiewicz.
And where Citizen Kane has a leading lady who's a would-be opera singer, Mank has spoken soliloquies that play like arias. Studio head Louis B. Mayer delivers a gloriously showy one while trotting from his office to an MGM soundstage.
People think MGM stands for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. It does not. It stands for Mayer's Guns and Mishpocha. Mayer's whole family. Never forget that. You got a problem? Come to Papa.
Folks in Mank talk a lot about family. Herman's brother Joe Mankiewicz, on the receiving end of this particular rant, went on to make All About Eve. Mank's son Frank Mankiewicz grew up to be one of the first presidents of NPR, which has absolutely nothing to do with the film, I'm just saying. Mank's connection to Marion Davies came through her nephew, all of which gets extra resonance from the fact that Mank's director, David Fincher, is working from a script written by his late father Jack. And a quip-spewing, name-dropping, time-fracturing marvel it is, even if there's a lot of it, a complaint that Jack Fincher preemptively notes was also leveled at Kane's script.
It's 327 pages.
A far too long screenplay for the ages.
Oldman's perpetually slozzled Mank is a treat, as is Amanda Seyfried's smarter-than-she-lets-on Marion Davies. And speaking of smart, there's a prescient plot thread about a gazillionaire-funded disinformation campaign waged with fake film clips.
You don't believe a Democrat would protect your way of life.
Well, then there's a socialist.
Real Life in 1934, scripted by Jack Fincher in 1997 for a movie released in 2020 where darned if it doesn't sound fresh all over again. In Mank, a black-and-white portrait of Hollywood's golden age that's all about moral, political, and personal shades of gray. I'm Bob Mondello.